Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustino. With us is Mike Sfain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with what has ultimately been a tragedy, the death of a 5-year-old boy, Kenneth White, at the hands, allegedly, of his 19-year-old cousin, a young woman named Tiffany Van Alstyne, and the vigil was held last night in Bern.
Yeah, Albany County's hill towns, that's Bern, Knox, and Westerlo, are a small community, but members turned out in large numbers. They say 900 people attended a candlelight vigil to mourn the loss of little Kenny White, the 5-year-old homicide victim. At the evening vigil at the Bern, Knox, Westerlo Elementary School, many community members fondly remembered Kenny and recalled that he had a smile that lit up the room. His parents were in attendance, as many family members were, and, of course, the boy was killed last Thursday, and as you said, the 19-year-old cousin has been charged with the murder. The Albany County Sheriff's Office has set up a Kenny White Fund, and one of the reasons that they set it up was there were reports over the weekend, according to the sheriff, that some sham fundraising entities were soliciting the community on social media trying to raise funds. But they have set up an account with the M&T Bank and under the name of County of Albany Kenneth White Memorial Fund. And the money will be given to Kenny's siblings. He has a twin brother and a sister, and it'll go for their care and to help them. A very sad, sad event last night, but the community certainly did an outpouring of support for the family, remembering Kenny.
From that story, we go to the inaugural this year in New York State, which will not include Albany.
Not exactly. The governor wanted to have a low-key second inauguration to begin his second term. Governor Andrew Cuomo will be sworn in a private ceremony on New Year's Eve in Albany after having an open house at the Executive Mansion. But instead of giving an address or having a formal event in the capital city, he's going to split his time between the World Trade Center site in Manhattan and in Buffalo. He is going to give some talks there. It won't be the big pomp and circumstances that his predecessors, including his father, Governor Mario Cuomo, had for the first two inaugurations that Mario Cuomo had. And this may be unprecedented, but it'll be a low-key day on inaugural day in Albany.
We've been talking with Mike Sfain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Head to timesunion.com for more, or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.